Blackstone Audio presents The Romance by Marion Chesney. This book is read by Charlotte Ann Dorr. This series is dedicated to Rosemary Baradell with love. Chapter 1. Taking numbers into account, I think more mental suffering had been undergone in the streets leading from St. George's, Hanover Square, than in the condemned cells of Newgate. Samuel Butler. The two remaining Beverley sisters, Belinda and Lizzie, were in London for the season, far from their country home, and far from their family obsession with Manoling. The house they loved, the house they had been evicted from due to their late father's gambling debts. Their four elder sisters had all married well. Belinda and Lizzie were staying with Abigail, Lady Burfield, one of their sisters, at her townhouse. One cold spring morning, they were walking with their maid Betty through Hanover Square when Lizzie cried, "There is a wedding at St. George's. Let's go and look." "Such a press of people," grumbled Belinda. "Oh, let's see if the bride looks as pretty as you are going to look when you marry Lord St. Clair." Lord St. Clair, reported to be resident in London and the new owner of Manoling, was the target of Belinda's ambitions, although she had not yet met him. Marriage to the owner of Manoling would mean getting their old home back. They edged their way gingerly through the throng of sightseers, gingerbread men, and orange sellers. The church bells were clanging out across sooty London.
"Here comes the bride," said Belinda.